Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies all about this. This is a show everybody needs to listen to. It's about a very real problem going on in America, the ongoing homelessness epidemic. Please, get involved. You know, don't just listen. Talk. You can be heard on tonight's show. You can actually be listened to yourself. We'll call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Honestly. All right. I am DJ Butterfly Feces, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK.
Yes, thank you. DJ Butterfly Feces.
The show is actually brought to you by him. Indeed. And check out a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. Boy, is she making a name for herself. She is out there. There. She's traveling the world and basically is good. She has her own website. But nowadays, who doesn't? It ain't just social media. Listen to her. That's Maya Harrison. You are listening, cocooning from the microphone here. Now, if you're just joining us, you really should have been here a while ago, but let me just start. Busy from the beginning. I was basically an ordinary soul. I was an average guy living in McKinleyville, California. I lived there basically pretty much most of my life. I was not sure I was going to die there. There was no place else I wanted to be. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. I know everybody screams about their hometown being their everything and whatever. But honestly, I've got to personally say, I had basically been living there, and I did everything there was to do there. And I basically felt, I don't know, no. Really, I had just basically been a guy who basically was average to be coasting. I didn't think a lot about my future. I didn't think about being someone really important, doing something important. I thought I'd be the kind of guy who just stops and smells the roses, who enjoys life, earning a lot of money. I'm just going to groove. That was my thing.
That's how you feel?
Yeah, that was going to be my thing. I never thought I'd be doing, you know, with you what we've been doing, living with a real sense of purpose, being on this heroic crusade and all that.
Yeah, I heard you talking about grooving. You sound so, like, poetic. You sound like, you know, it's like one of them shows, you know, they be talking, they all relax, and they start talking and communicating, and people be starting. You know, it's like, you know, make a lot of grown people do some grown things and make other people, hey, hold on, I apologize, everyone. I didn't mean to get into a discussion right now because, you know, one of the things that we tend to do as a society is undermine what people are already doing, undermine what people know, undermine what people truly is tend to do. But go ahead, DJ, you was talking. I just interrupted. I apologize.
I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville, and there's a lot that can be done there. I did everything. At some point, I didn't really think very much about the future. I remember then at one point, at some point, the future comes, and it did. There it was. I personally was basically just still living in my home. I had a blog talk radio show before, actually, doing things like this. I mean, they call me DJ Butterfly Feces, but understand something. I wasn't a guy spinning records. I was a guy who was talking about really what was wrong with the world, what needs to be changed, what we need to do to get things, all that. I know a lot of people do that, but I was on a crusade. My parents had basically at one point had enough of me. I was living with them. I wasn't paying rent. Now, here's the thing. I thought about going to college, but we didn't have the money for that. And really, honestly, I was just sitting, coasting by until they basically just said, you got to go. I was happy to go. I was tired of them, too. But the only thing was, now what was I going to do? I left with just, I mean, my parents wanted me out. Now, my parents, it's not that they wanted time to themselves. They grew to hate each other. They basically just stayed together. They're still together because they got no other options. But still, they looked at me as one more burden there was and whatever. But the truth, really, is the fact that I wanted to go. The question is, where would I go? I left with just the clothes on my back and a backpack that wasn't even half full. I walked through the woods. I did. I walked through the dang woods, the trails I have about 1,000 times before, but this is different. You know, it really is. You know, it's a different experience. It really is kind of scary the first time, you know, when you really realize you're, not when you leave home, but when you realize, oh, God, I don't have a place to live anymore. How will I get by? You're in shock. You're thinking, it's just temporary. I'll find a place. Awesome. I'm like, where? What would I do? Where would I go? I don't know. As I walked in the woods, I walked to the end of the trail, and there it was. There it was. There you were. There you were in your merry band, a whole bunch of guys just sitting, cooking out, what have you. And I sat down and asked, can I sit and eat with you guys? Can I? Can I sit and eat with you guys? I sat and talked with him, and Organic OK, he told me about this crusade he was on, that he was going around basically everywhere, picking garbage off the street and trying to help the homeless. And I thought that was something special, magical even. I wanted to be part of it all. I wanted to embrace it. I wanted to. And he asked me to join him. I mean, look, once again, I was the kind of guy who wasn't living with a real sense of purpose. I needed that. I wanted that. And then he told me I could get that. I could join him. I could help him out his crusade.
You didn't enjoy yourself?
Well, yeah. I mean, I basically felt like I knew we were really doing something heroic. Besides, was I going to say no? What else was I going to be doing with my life and all that, you know? Remember, you swore me and you dubbed me DJ Butterfly Feces.
You know, a lot of people hear your name, they just say, what? That's one of the people from everything. They laugh at that name.
Yes, they do. I wasn't totally on board with it. I mean, really, I tried to pick my own name, but you're like, no. I give you a handle. What kind of people give themselves nicknames? Guys with no friends, man. Don't be that guy, dude. People hate that guy.
Sometimes they like the guy. You know, you ever heard of saying, sometimes people say people grow on people? They say, yeah, they grow. Some people grow on you, right?
Yeah.
And the people sometimes grow on you, too, and sometimes that you like the most at times, right? People that you know, they're sleeping on you. You know, they ever heard that saying? They were sleeping on me. You know? And, you know, you got to think about, in people's living conditions, think about this. Think about how you invest in the conversation and what you're adding for people going to hear these things, right? You know, they're finding different segments about what you're talking about. But that's what I want to tell you. You know, we was talking about our homegirl, and this is the thing I was hearing. Now, it's all right that you just, you know, get a homegirl, you know, give it a website, you know, possibly. You know, that'd be nice if we can do that, Mr. DJ Butterfly Feces in the future. Get a website, get information about her. Because that's the thing I was like, when I was promoting something about you had put out there, you know what I would like? I like people that's listening. You know how you would hear something, you like glancing onto something, and you hear things that inform you, but guess what happens?
What?
Sometimes people don't give the complete information or somebody. So let them go look for it themselves. You know, that's how people do. And for the person who truly want to know, truly want to find out about some things, it'd be important to give the information in a way that they can obtain it and be useful for their life. And that's another, you know, it's another gift, right? We're about giving, right? We're about give and take, right?
Yeah.
So it's so important that we do these things. It's so important that when we're talking positive, we're reinforcing positivity. It's contagious, right? So in your life, it's people that impact your life that you never think you was going to meet, right?
Right.
So as somebody that you're talking about, just take a little bit more. So we're not talking about quantity in life. We're talking about quality, right?
Yeah.
So listen to this. when you're saying something, don't dismiss somebody, because that's one of the things that we as people, we get agitated by. Somebody, you put all your effort and invested in them, and they dismiss you, right? You know how many times, and that's so hard to do sometimes, because you get so excited in life. You get excited, and we got to still appreciate these people, right? We got to appreciate the people that are actually opening up other platforms for others, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And so I want you to truly understand that, because we are about sharing and caring and investing in more that's more recyclable but organic, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I talk about homegirl, one of the things I like to do is it got to be organic, you know? That's what we're doing. We're going to organically bring somebody in. It got to be positive.
Organic. Yeah, look, everybody's trying to get organic. Everyone's trying to live organic. And it's understandable. We've put enough chemicals in our bodies for centuries. Now it's time to stop all that. It's not just time to use stuff that came from the rainforest. It's time to save the rainforest, too, so we still have those dang resources. That's the thing. That's something else I learned on this trip. Anywho, basically, WDJ Butterfly Feces. We talked. We spent the night, whole night talking, whatever, and then in the morning, we actually left the country, went to Vicenza, Italy for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. They have a unique way of celebrating. Their cuisine is fine, but dang it, it was the beginning of something. Organic promised that he'd fund the entire trip and tour. He promised he would. He did. So anywho, went from place to place. In our last episode, we were in Washington, D.C. That's right, the nation's cap. We were back. We were still there, and we're getting ready to go soon, but...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why is it so often when people start spinning something, people start just, like, fantasizing? Almost back to going to casinos, right? People start fantasizing on money people are spending, like, oh, they got it. They can do this, this, and this. I mean, that's one of the things I always... Have you always noticed that, how people just dismiss what you're spending because a person have it? Are they really thinking about who don't have it? You know, and the people that talk about it sometimes, they don't have it. That's what happens.
What?
They get agitated, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're agitated about how can you have the audacity to bring up what I say? How can you bring up what I'm saying, pocket checking and counting somebody else's money? Like, you know, how do you have nerve to do that? You're so rude. Like, that's how they introduce it. Like, you're rude for bringing up them counting your money. Or counting the money spent when they know how to pay their bills, they know what it costs to consistently pay for something that they don't have the money to pay for. Right? But
mm-hmm.
The fantasy to overcount what you got so they can under, I don't know, we ain't gonna go that route. All right, Mr. CC, go ahead.
All right. I might go that route. Anywho, basically, there we were. We had returned to Washington, D.C. We've been there already, and then we were headed out. I got to be honest, this was starting to basically, I got tired. I felt like we were hitting the same spots again and again and again. I don't know. Been here.
But look at this, man. Check this out. When you go to the grocery store, in this quality, not quantity, guess what happens?
We have
quality
product.
You start going to the store. Look at this. You start going around. You start seeing how it makes. Look at this. You have some things that's quality, not quantity. But it's all about how people maintain it, too, right?
Yeah.
You have to see on the other side of what you're doing. But go ahead, as you were saying.
All right. We've been going around so much, I was starting to get a little dizzy. I mean, okay, there was new trash here on the sidewalks. And, yes, the homeless population had risen. What can I say? We were all here for a reason. That's why we kept coming back. You told me. Why are we coming back to the same old places? Because they need our help again. And the thing was, well, dang it. I mean, once again, I had preconceived notions. I remember when we first went out there, I was expecting everything to look all nice, you know, like the White House. It's Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. But they had the same dilapidated, degenerated, urban blight kind of whatever in those places where the homeless were that every other city has.
But you know, one of the things, too,
that we have to be considerate, because there's people that's traveling from all around the world to go to Washington, right? But at the same time, they appreciate things. You have to understand, appreciate people. But as you were saying, I'll be back with you in a moment.
All right. Let me continue. There was new trash on the sidewalks, and the homeless population had once again risen. Every moment, every minute, it's going up. Is this the end of America? Is what's going to happen? We were here for a reason. Washington, D.C. was not just a place filled with sleazy politicians or mosquitoes and infectious disease. The whole city was founded on a swamp cesspool, so, you know, I guess it's all kind of appropriate. People lived here, homeless, not even in a nice presidential building, but in the dang streets. I thought to myself, now what can we do here? Was there room for housing pods, tents, more apartment complexes? Was it possible to tear down and make, you know, some more space for people to live in? Boy, it was scary to be homeless out here. I saw a lot of political animals out there, a lot. Not just professional politicians. I'm talking about the real activists that were out there on the streets. There were those that were talking that were really activists trying to make all this happen. They're trying to make their voices heard, trying to make action happen from the street. It all seemed so futile, and yet at the same time, it was also inspiring. It was people just beside us fighting the good fight. Actual homeless vagabond people who were trying to basically still be politically involved and trying to fix the homeless problem. There's a lot of that going out there. I wanted to join them. That's what we should do. Raise hell to get people to shelter more out here. I asked around because I knew there had to be. Are there any people out there who are looking to really help the homeless? A woman on the street said, well, we all look out for each other a lot. We have to. We have our own society, but there's a group of people who volunteer to feed the homeless. A lot of them, they're the politicians do need good ink. Most of us are just getting more homeless every day. I went to Organic, convinced them, let's join forth. Let's not just pick up garbage, whatever this time. Let's try to join them. Let's join this organization. Organic was like, no, man, they got theirs, we got ours. I said, no, we need to work together. We need to be united. The organization, let's take it a little further. Let's join forces, all right? It's not that we're not professionals, but let's just do it. The organization we volunteered with were just like we were, but I don't think they were going to give the commitment we were. They were part-timers. We had committed ourselves to all of this. They said they did this in their spare time. They were part-timers. Hey, we had a gig. We got a gig. We wound up basically volunteering to serve in a soup kitchen. It was nice to be in there. I was there basically ladling out soup, seeing all these people getting fed. I was helping people directly. I wasn't just it was refreshing to not just pick up trash. It's 18 minutes after the hour here on the program. Cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Call in. Let your own voice be heard. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The organization that we joined forces with, let's just leave them anonymous, okay? Let's not mention names. They were heroes like we were. I felt like I hit the big time somehow. We were doing something besides just trying to convince. You know how hard it is basically trying to convince the system, this society, help out this person who's been thrown out on the street, give him a place and a job, something to do? By combining all our resources, we are not against a greater enemy. This is how all the other countries were working, business merger. I made the most of it. I served people with a smile. I tried to make friends with every single vagabond there. I asked them, how are you? Here's your soup. And after everybody in the kitchen seemed to be fed, I went around just sitting around trying to talk to people, make friends with them. I just sat down and just started talking. One guy told me his exploits were special. What's your name? I asked him. He looked at me very self-assured and said, call me Savior. I looked at him, not quite sure I heard right. What was that again? What was that? He smiled. Savior, I don't go by my slave name any longer. Call me Savior. Let me tell my story. I spent my life here in Washington, D.C., like a lot of people here. I plan on going into politics. I was going to do that. But the money that my parents basically tried to save for my college, instead, it went so they could keep their house. They kicked me out of it. Yeah, my parents kicked me out, too. It wouldn't be such a bad thing. We're living in a time and place where things weren't so, you know. See, they say we can't decide the way the world is run, the way things are, the circumstances of life. The whole point of an electoral process, we get to do that. But a lot of us, the vote is taken away from us. I mean, look around. A lot of us wouldn't pick this and whatever. I go around trying to help my fellow homeless. I told him my story, me living in McKinleyville, me doing all this, and me coming out here with Organic OK to help the homeless, to heal the community, all that jazz. And he looked at me and he smiled. I thought about asking him to join us. I did. And then he said, no, I'm needed here, brother. I'm needed here. See, the whole point of a society is to get to decide the way the country is run, the way things are. I was going to be that guy. I plan on going to Harvard, Stanford, or Oxford. I didn't make it. I know I don't have long, so I'm going to basically try to do something special. I'm going to try and help all these people. I nodded. I was moved by him. Really moved. And this guy was facing the other people doing what we're doing right here. He said, listen, there's a lot of people who basically, people I hate their guts, dude. I don't think anybody should be homeless or jobless, but there's some people you wish the worst on, you know. There's just too many people. It's just messed up. Truth is, life isn't easy. Life isn't easy. I'll tell you that. We're out here fighting every single day we're living. I got to tell you something. I think when we die, I think that's it. We've checked out. Like, this is it, dude. What you're living right here, this is your sort of life. And it can be heaven or hell, all depending on the choices you make. But the truth is, you got to ask yourself, what are you doing to make this life worth living? What are you doing? I explain. I was a guy who coasted by, who didn't do much whatever. But right now, look, I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm volunteering at a soup kitchen. I'm helping people out. I'm working. I'm doing something. I'm doing something big. I'm doing all this for the greater good. For the greater good. Good for you. You're actually basically living with a real sense. You know, it's too bad that, think about it, not enough people out there are trying to fight and combat this thing. They're just letting it happen. When people are too busy, everything falls apart. They don't do anything. And it all comes crashing down. It does. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening right now. I talked to Savior on and on and on. We try to talk about everything. I want to talk to the others, but somehow this guy got my interest because he was another homeless person who was actually sort of helping towards all this, fighting for that greater good. So basically we talked, and I said, I want to pick up more of the garbage. The thing is, you pick up garbage, there'll be more garbage pick up tomorrow. People throw their stuff wherever. They literally don't care. And I know that picking up garbage, I mean, how does that help the homeless? He said, if somebody else is picking up the trash, the streets are clean. It's more money that could be spent helping the homeless. We got to do something different, man. We got to do something to basically create jobs for them. Make sure people have a place people can get off the street. And back to, it's been said, you got to make a habit of, you know, paying bills and, you know, keeping, maintaining a job, the more doing all this and that. And when you've been homeless for a while, you don't know how to go back. said, I'm okay with being homeless because I am a savior. I'm doing all this for them. I'm helping. I'm making this world a better place. It's a fact. Let me tell you something. I was in a bad way, okay? Sour things. I did some bad things. I needed to get better. I needed to. I was messed up. And it took getting me on the streets to help me realize I need to turn my life around. I'm going to do that. You got to convince a lot of people to do the same thing. People thrown out of the streets, people thrown out of work. You got to find a way to make sure everybody is working and doing something. But somehow people are connected. That's what you got to do. You got to do that now, buddy. I mean to, but I don't know how. See, the truth is, I just don't know how. I'd love to make things better. But somehow, as I sat there, I realized how few it all was. Xavier was right. I mean, we're picking up garbage, and I was trying to get the homeless off the streets, but it was so... It was a little bit to get by, but it wasn't enough to help them forever. What do we do? How do we make things better? How? How? Time only moves in one direction. The truth is, as it passes, problems always just seem to get worse, unless you make them better. Let's say we're telling you to do something, but nobody has time to do anything. Everything was basically just so bad off. I decided to basically stick around with that homeless community outreach program that D.C. had that, once again, will remain anonymous. Basically thought something should be done. It's not a question of giving a dollar to everybody who asks for one. It's a question of basically fixing the dang system. All the homeless people should be collected and given an opportunity to do something again. They should be together. They should be helping. They should be, you know. But the question was how. I went to organic. I basically said, what do we do now? No, you tell me. How do we help people out a lot more than we've been helping them? This feels like the same. We're not making enough of a difference. We need to make a bigger dent. That's a thing. Ismar told me, yeah, it's true. You know what? We just got to keep at it. We just got to keep basically, you know, pushing. Well, thank you all for listening tonight. Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Theses. You can pick up all our shows on Blog Talk Radio website. Look us up online and get involved with our cause. It's important. All right. Thanks for listening. Thank you. And good night.